to me, a big part of why Judge is still not on the team, you know, he's on the IL, obviously, or not in the lineup, is because the way the Yankees mishandled them, yet again, the Yankees have an issue here. Judge should be at the very least DHing, and he is not because of the construction of this team.
What's the problem? They won yesterday. We're good.
Yeah, God Almighty.
Sal, it has been a long, rough road here with these Yankees. It has been just unacceptable. So now, you know, let's face it. I don't know a Yankee fan during the period where we didn't really know what was wrong with Aaron Judge that could not think that Aaron Judge was out for a year. That was certainly where mine was going, where my mind was going. He's not, and now you get a chance to piece this thing together. You know, well, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago or so now. I said, obviously, you know, sell this thing, and that took some heat. The Yankees right now are actually in a pretty interesting position. Now, I'm not saying a good position, but an interesting position. They can do one of two things. They could just kind of, they could add as they've already done. They can roll the dice and hope that Aaron Judge is fine after 10 days, doesn't play the field, just hits and hits well, and they do whatever they do into October. Or they could be a little bit more proactive and say, all right, we could still hope that Aaron comes back. We could still add to this thing here, but we could take a little bit of a different route and call up some guys and trade some pieces. I don't know what they're thinking. All I know is really before yesterday, it's probably one of the most disappointing, grotesque, unacceptable spurts in recent Yankee history. It has been rough.
But don't you think that the Yankees mishandled this whole thing with Judge? If Judge himself, see, we knew he was hurt. You could see the way he's throwing the ball on Friday night, barely throwing it. Why not allow him to DH? The answer is because they figured they want to get everybody's bat in the lineup. Stan's a liability, as we've been saying for years.
Yeah.
So you can't put him in the outfield, although they could talk about trying to do that now. Like, they may not have a choice to put him in the outfield because you physically can't put Aaron Judge out there. But why not just nip it in the bud before it gets worse? Have Judge DH. The most important thing for the Yankees is to have Aaron Judge bat in the lineup. Period. End of story. They chose to try to thread the needle or give it a go when Judge himself said he can't throw. Then he himself said he wanted to play, be the DH, and they said, no, we're going to IL you. What are the Yankees doing?
Well, think about this, Sal. When you're desperate, you do things without a clear mind. And the Yankees' level of desperation, and they still got to be desperate here. There are a ton of games behind Toronto. The wild card's congested. Who the hell knows what's going to happen with Judge? Hopefully it's going to be good. But even going back to Rizzo's concussion, let's face it, there's been some evidence that the Yankees have made some mistakes medically here. Now, the video, we all saw it. I don't know what they're thinking outside of just being desperate. When you see a guy just lobbing the ball, that is, all right, listen, sit down. And I got no problem nailing the Yankees when they deserve it. And I really do feel like they deserve it here because that was incriminating video when your star right fielder is throwing lollipops.
Yeah.
But I just want to leave the window a little open and be as fair as I can to them. However, having said that, that imagery is bordering on recklessness.
Yeah. He's also wearing the compression sleeve. Yep. Obviously this was going on. And they're not, now maybe they don't have to be transparent about all that's going on, every little thing. And they know that, especially with Judge, if it does get out like he's dealing with any kind of tenderness, it's going to be blown up. Okay, fair enough, but if you're paying attention to it and you see the compression sleeve and you see the way he's lollipopping the ball in there in a blowout game, by the way, late in the game, and you do the math, like, come on, guys, what are we doing? Not only that, even if you go beyond that, okay, he's hurt, right? He can't play the field, clearly cannot throw the ball. He says, I want to be in the lineup. Then DH him. What are we doing? Placating Giancarlo Stanton? That's why it's a bigger issue. It goes back to the structure of the team. They continue to do the same thing over and over and over and expect different results. Maybe they can get in the playoffs. Sure. That's going to be their hope. Hey, we're going to try to thread the needle again. Don't want to go all in on getting Suarez. And we can get into the McMahon stuff, whatever. But don't want to go all in. Fine, I respect it. But then don't come to us and say, well, we're trying to win a World Series. Look at where we are. No, you're not all in. You're not all in taking on more money, and you're not all in giving up the prospects. And the construction of this roster has been bad for years.
Which is why they continue to make mistakes, because they keep chasing their tail. And the Yankees are in such a weird spot of obviously being in New York and being this massive entity and having, you know, an absolute superstar player and Judge and the white hot spotlight and all the criticisms and all the praises. Like, the Yankees can't hide. So the Yankees have made mistakes over the years. in trying to fix them, they've made it worse in a lot of ways. They really have. We've talked about this. Dude, before the Ryan, and I happen to like McMahon again. We'll get to that later. But before the Ryan McMahon addition, you were looking at a Yankee roster, Sal, with 2.5 catchers, if you really think about it, 0 third baseman, 1 shortstop who's mentally broken, 2.5 first baseman. I mean, and no middle relief pitchers that you can trust at all for $300 million. So this could have been a very simple, you know, in judge injury side, this could have been a very simple solution. Spencer Jones coming up. But because of the construction and the limitations, you got Stanton. He can't play the outfield. So if you call up Spencer Jones.
What are you doing him? Right.
Exactly. So it's a mess.
But is that the right way to do things?
No, it's the absolute wrong way, which is why the Yankees have taken a lot of heat and a lot of shrapnel, and rightfully so for a while.
Think about it. You go around the dime. Like, I'm watching this over the last week, whatever. I'm like, this is just.
It was awful.
It's messy. It's not even in the results. It's just messy. They got a guy in left field they're trying to bring along. He's
regressed. He's lost.
You could just see it. He's not a big league left fielder right now. I'm not saying he'll never be.
I can't disagree.
Okay, you see it. We're watching it. He's just nursing it along in the outfield. Good God, it's infuriating. A shortstop who has clearly regressed. Hey, why couldn't the Yankees do what the Mets did with Francisco Alvarez? They send Alvarez down because he wasn't producing. He gets right in the minor leagues, and he comes up, and he's being impactful. Now, we'll let sustain. Who the hell knows? But you see that there is a path there to where they could have done this years ago, and they didn't. They're being bullish and thick-headed about it, and it's only gotten worse for Anthony Volpe. Goldschmidt, it was supposed to be the answer at first base. Similar with Rizzo, meaning the older player. Okay, yeah, right-handed, going to be great glove, all that stuff. Again, an older guy who had a great start and is now falling off a little bit.
With no power.
Ben Rice, you need his bat in the lineup. He doesn't have a position! He's not a catcher. He can't play first base. He's a butcher. How are you going to get him in? Stanton, you need his bat in the lineup. Where's his position? And now when you need the luxury of the DH to get the best player in the world in the lineup, you can't do it because you're not built properly.
But to see the out, and I don't disagree with it. I mean, they're built really, really just poorly. But I would say that there's actually a way to do this, but they won't do it. What I would do is, again, I would trade Grisham. I would trade Goldschmidt. I would trade Devin Williams. I would call up Spencer Jones. Bellinger, you're my first base. Now, you're going to have to live with the Volpe stuff right now. And although Rosario here and there, Volpe playing short, Jasher at second, McMahon, who's a stud with the leather at third. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Belly could pick it, and he's hitting very well. Him at first. And then you just piece it to Stanton, you DH. Ben Rice, you DH against righties, whatever. And then you put Spencer Jones in, I'm talking about the 9 or 10 days before Aaron Judge returns. See what you have. So, see, sometimes there's a spark. Yeah, I remember I said this the other day, too, when you said Spencer Jones. Moss, right? A year and a half or so ago. Hey, Spencer Jones, Kevin Moss for the first year or so was intriguing. You never know what a young player could do to propel the situation and inject some energy. And I don't know what Jones is going to be at the major league level, but I sure as hell know that he's earned a reprieve from AAA with 29 home runs for the whole year, which leads all the minor league baseball. I would call them up. Now, they might trade him. The reason why they might not call him up is they don't want to risk him being exposed. And if he plays 4 or 5 games and he strikes out 40% of the time, maybe that butchers a trade that they've got on their radar. Whatever it is, right now, it's bad.
Well, and that's a deeper conversation that we could also have. Like, they're flip-flopping with Spencer Jones. A year ago, it was untouchable, can't touch. Then, throughout the course of the year, it was, Spencer Jones, not what we thought. And now, he's had a hot, you know, recent month or week, whatever, even season.
More than that, though, because he played great at AA, too. He's been on a tear this year. He's killed it.
But he's going on an unrealistic tear right now. Like,
but it's not rewarded. That's the problem. That's my problem. Like, you got to reward that.
Let's say that it is. They call him up. But now he's untouchable again. And then we're in a spot where, I mean, it's been reported, BT. You were the first to say this about Sellers, and we're giving you grief for it, whatever, going back a couple weeks ago. Now, over the course of the weekend, it's actually being talked about legitimately. Like,
I know.
Hey, should the Yankees actually sell, or should they go all in and give up a guy like Spencer Jones for a team that we're all watching is just not good enough? They'll be good enough to get to the postseason. Can they win in the postseason? Outside of the, well, anything could happen in baseball nowadays.
That's what you lean on.
Well, but that's it. Outside of that, no, they're not good enough.
Yeah, well, I agree. And that's why, you know, I've said about the Yankees for a while. Like, I don't want to hear about the American League is weak or Toronto. I told you Toronto was good, dude. I told you they weren't going to crack.
Well, you know
they're not
the
going to crack, man.
You know what they do so well?
They run, they catch the ball, and they play with energy.
They put the ball in play, right? So Boone could sit there with a straight face. I don't know how Boone says some of these things. I know you went after him.
No, I did. It's gotten... Yeah.
He said some weird stuff. Booty, come back to us, bro. Yep. We get that you're protecting the players here, but you got to give a little bit of realism here. It has been going on forever.
Yep.
The fact that he would be like, oh, it's just a few games just so happen it's against this team. Okay, why do you think it happens against this team? Because they put the bat on the ball and make you make plays, and you can't do it. And it's obviously before McMahon, but that's why the Yankees get exposed against Toronto. They run circles around them because they play baseball, and the Yankees just try to mash you to death.
Well, Toronto speeds them up, and that's why the Yankees have made 11 errors against them, because they're all frenetic and running fast and putting the ball in play, and the Yankees are you know, at least the version too often they've trotted on the field is not equipped to play that way. But what I was going to say was, like, about World Series and big picture and all that macro stuff, and, you know, I mean, yeah, okay, it's baseball, it's random, anything can happen. Hey, that's not good enough for me. Like, that's not good enough for me with the Knicks or the Jets or the Giants or the Rangers or anybody in our I don't want to hear about Team X could win because of the circumstances around them. The division's weak. This team's hurt. This league's not that good. When you tell me why a team has a chance to win, I want to hear about the team first and what they have rather than what the other teams don't have.
The only counter to that, because I agree with that.
Which is all we hear at the Yankees these days. American League's not that good. Toronto's not ready.
Same thing last year.
It was the same conversation last year. But this year's a little different because Toronto's better. Nobody's afraid of the Yankees.
I'm just saying it was always, when we're talking about the Yankees and talking them up, it was never about this team is great. It was always about nobody else is really great. That was the whole thing last year, and it got them to the World Series until they got exposed. And it was a thought this year, but you're right, other teams are better. The problem is, we could both be against that. The problem is, it is the reality to where if they get in the playoffs, and as bad as things are, they will be a playoff. I mean, look, if it gets worse to the point, they're not going to get
it. Listen, if they don't make the playoffs, they're going to move on from Boone.
Well, at the very least, it should be Cashman.
Well, they won't move on from Cashman. They would make a change.
But to me, that's a waste of time. If you're going to move...
Well, I agree.
Cashman's the bigger issue to me. Exactly right. So if you're going to... You're right. If they don't make the playoffs, then Cashman should be fired. Head should roll. Now, maybe if Judge gets hurt, there's a built-in excuse there. But they should make the postseason. And then you get to the realization, like, we're irrational. We're fans. I get it, okay? If you get in the postseason... Like, I hate to say it, but anything can happen.
I know.
So is it worth, and that's why I'm torn on it. Like, my eyes tell me, my brain tells me this team isn't good enough. I said the same thing last year, said the same thing again this year. I thought they were worse after losing Soto for different reasons. And it looks even worse now. But if they get in, anything's possible. So is it worth it in today's landscape of Major League Baseball, Yankees or anybody else? Isn't it worth it to just say, hey, get in, even if you win 85 games, 88 games, whatever it is.
Well, look at the Mets last year. Yeah, they were almost in a World Series. They didn't win 90 games. No, but I also believe. Now, I didn't get as much into this aspect of what I said sell because I didn't want to give you two sides of the story.
Yeah.
You know, my take then was sell. There are pieces on this team that will not be back next year. Capitalize on that, and you could still push forward and maybe, you know, walk that parallel line of getting rid of some players who are not going to be back, but also being just good enough to get in and maybe something magical happen. Are the Yankees going to re-sign Trent Grisham? Are the Yankees going to resign Goldschmidt? Are the Yankees going to resign Devin Williams? The answer is the only one that could possibly be resigned of that group may be Grisham, and I think somebody would value him too much and give him money that the Yankees wouldn't want to.
You don't like Williams, huh?
No. Number one, his ERA is 5.5. Yeah. I know he's been better. Yeah. But he's a closer. His contract's up. Closer's dime a dozen. There's no way. Right. There's no way Devin Williams is back next year. Zero chance. So your closer, your first baseman, your center fielder, those are pieces that I would absolutely unload. Call the kid up. Let him get in. He's got 30 home runs, man. He crushed double. He crushed triple. So not only do the Yankees not evaluate the players who they think are going to be good, who eventually aren't, now they're not going to reward a kid who has been a stud. That's fundamentally wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this whole thing here with the Yankees, and it is immensely frustrating. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Eric is calling from Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT and Sal, what's up, boys?
Yo, what's happening, buddy?
Welcome back, Sal. Hope you got a nice vacay, bud.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. What's on your mind?
These Yankees, I got to tell you, you guys, you know, you hit both sides of it. But to me, yeah, the construction, I'm not going to sort of waste any more time on the construction of the roster. It's absolutely a joke. There's so many different issues. And I completely agree with you, BT, as far as who to move on from. I absolutely agree to trade I mean, while you've got some value in these guys, because you're not re-signing Grisham, Goldschmidt, get rid of them. But the question really is, what are you trading them for? And to me right now, the issue with the Yankees, as much as the roster construction is a problem, it's the pitching, right? We're literally third to the bottom in the league right now in starting pitching and worst in the league out of the bullpen. So to me, like, they've got so many holes, but the pitching is where they've got to move. And the question for me is, what's enough in your mind, BT, as a Yankees fan? Like, what's enough to say that this offseason, I'm sorry, that this trade deadline is, you know, a success for Cashman? Like, I don't know. I mean, is it Mitch Keller? Is it Alcantara? Obviously the Twins are looking to make moves.
I mean, Aaron, think about that. And thanks for the call there. It's very hard to answer the question because there's the premise and then there's the individual players, which I don't know who they value for other teams and how they exactly feel about their own guys. My premise is strip down guys who won't be back next year. I mean, but to get an Alcantara or somebody like that, are you giving up Spence? I know Lombard's untouchable. I get that. But I'm at the point, listen, he might be Kevin Moss, and he might be done in 5 years. He might not be. Like, to me, my opinion, I want to see Spencer Jones, and I want to give that young man a shot.
Right.
I wouldn't trade him. I'm not saying untouchable, but I want to see if he's the real deal.
Okay, but here's the thing. Would you trade him now? Like, forget, you want to see him. Okay,
I do.
Enough. Right. But is it worth, like, I don't care about the prospects necessarily. Is it worth trading him now? Like, is there a piece that could be the difference maker in this?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
I really don't.
Me neither. So then even as a guy who's not a prospect hugger and don't believe in Spencer Jones much, like, I just need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now's not the time to do it. I would have done it last year for Corbin Burns before the year started, thinking that, hey, let's take a run at going to win the World Series here. Prospects be damned. Let's finish this thing off. Get the final pieces in here. Obviously, they didn't. I don't think now is the time to do it. Also, BT, another problem aside from the construction is they're trying to thread the needle of developing young players and also winning now. And to me, you can't do both. You can't do both. They're trying to do both. Are you developing Dominguez and finding out what he is? And if you are, then why not get a look at him in center field?
Well, you are kind of finding out. He doesn't hit lefties well, okay, and he's not very good in left field. So you've got some answers, and you're still a playoff team now. So they've threaded that, I think, more effectively than you give him credit for.
Yeah, but
I don't love
but
it.
But to what extent?
Well, like, I mean,
like, is Jason Dominguez a left fielder on a championship team?
No, I said the other day I would only DH him against righties right now.
So
he's a horrendous so he's a butcher in left
Yankees
field.
Yankees have like 15 DHs. Judge now with the injury stand. Ben Rice, Dominguez. Like,
I know.
So what are we doing here? Same thing with Ben Rice. Are you going to get his bat in the lineup every single day? Like, how do you know if he's going to be able to hit every day or have a position if you don't do it? Now, I'm not saying that I would do that right now, but they're trying to do both. What was the word you used a couple weeks ago? Not evaluation mode, but like experimental phase?
Yeah, the experimental phase. Okay. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're using...
Like the part of the season where you're still getting answers, and then once you get the answers, you've got to act, which is where we are
Correct.
Now.
Correct. And it was until they got punched in the face by Toronto the first time.
Yep, the four games.
The experimental phase was going on, and then it was like, okay, we got to stop this because we've fallen out of first place.
Correct.
But yet, they're still kind of experimenting with Dominguez in left field, with him righty, with Ben Rice, whether it's catcher at first base a little bit. Figure Spencer Jones, if he were to come up, like, I'm okay with it. Just pick a lane. Booney loves these lanes. Pick a lane and go with it.
And you know they won't.
That's exactly
they won't.
Right.
They won't do it. They're not gonna pick a lane in the next week or
and
so.
Maybe
they're not.
Maybe it's because of the way the sport, you know, lends itself to say, hey, we could win 87 games and get in and get hot. And with their offense, if they're healthy, then maybe they could be as dangerous as anybody else.